Though somewhat belated, for reasons I'll give you in a moment, it's still time to wish you heaven's richest blessing as you face 1987. In the Stephen Orford newsletter, which you will have received by this time, you'll find this year's motto, words that the Lord has laid heavily upon my heart as I face the next 12 months. Follow peace and holiness. By the grace of God, may you and I be known throughout the coming months as men and women of unity and purity in Christ. And that, of course, in a world of fracture and failure. I believe David the psalmist put it perfectly when he said, "Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." By the way, that's Psalm 37, 37, a verse you can't forget. Psalm 37, 37. "Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Somehow that just wraps it together. There's unity and purity right there in those words. God make that true of me and of you. Well now, with that little preamble, let's turn to our news. The big news, of course, is that we have laid claim to what we believe to be the Stephen Orford Center. Actually, this is why this tape of the month is late. I wanted on this very first visit to share that news with you. Let me give you a little bit of background. We've been here in Memphis, Tennessee now for some 12 months. Yes, more than that, 1 year and 9 months to be exact. And it seemed a long, long time. For some reason or other, it appeared that we would come here and get right into action as far as a center was concerned. But for reasons known only to the Lord, we've been held back to pray, discuss, investigate, and seek the Lord's face concerning seed money. Now all those things have come together. On the 24th of January, here in this very home, all our board members, except three who had legitimate reasons for not attending and who indicated their votes by proxy, we met for prayer, discussion, and decision. I can honestly say that I don't recall a board meeting in my life that was more charged with a sense of God's presence and guidance. Step by step, we were all brought to the unanimous decision to go forward in faith. But faith without works is dead, and at that same meeting, we were able to speak for the entire amount for the down payment of this Pearson property. And believe it or not, this very day, and I'm now speaking of the 29th of January, David and I went to Mr. Pearson and handed him the check as the down payment for what we're calling our inheritance. Yes, the Stephen Orford Center. Now, of course, we've got a long way to go. We've got to raise what is tantamount to nearly $2 million. Even though, of course, the property is so large, 42 acres and more, that we could sell most of it and so lower our capital costs. At the moment, the board members don't feel that way. They're looking forward in faith to utilizing that ground for all kinds of things in the days that lie ahead. And, of course, we're all believing that God is going to touch hearts all across the country to bring in what is really small potatoes compared with the vast sums that are being spent on buildings right, left, and center, and especially churches. I was hearing just the other day of a church that's being developed, and not very far from here, where they're going to spend $25 million for a 7,000-seater. There are churches right here in Memphis that are going to cost upwards of $30 to $40 million. And that kind of thing may be justifiable. I don't know. But we're talking about a mere $2 million, which includes not only the entire cost of this building and the property around it, but also all the furnishings, and possibly a little over, as a kind of endowment. Be that as it may, this is the way the Lord is leading us, and we are excited. Heather and I will probably live in one portion of the building so as to exercise care and a sense of presence as the work develops. We shall be able to use a number of the rooms as offices so that our headquarters will be there, and that will be our center. And then there are all these beautiful halls and lecture rooms that we can employ for our institutes and 101 other things that we're thinking about. We'd like to impact the community, for instance, and I would like to start a Bible study for hungry people who perhaps are not finding the kind of food they need in churches. We are thinking of a lay institute for men who want to know how to witness in their homes, in their churches, and in the marketplace. I've shared this already with a number of people, and they're excited. Then, of course, there's a ministry to women that we've been thinking about. I believe this would give Heather a wonderful opportunity. In fact, she was telling me the other day about bringing women together either one evening a week or a month or whatever, and featuring good classical music as well as classical church music, and then following up with times of fellowship and devotional ministry. What a fulfillment this would bring to my dear wife. But, of course, the main purpose is this burning passion I have to teach expository preaching to men who are failing or hurting in the pulpit these days. And I believe we're going to see just one flow of men coming in institute after institute, as well as dealing with them in the twos and threes who come for special periods of training, not to speak of the nationals that we hope to have, as well as people from other countries such as Britain and Australia and New Zealand and so on. Then, of course, there is the what I call the internee ministry, seminarians who've done all their academic work at school but don't know very much about putting it into practice. And I've always had an internee. I look back upon my many years and see men who are now holding wonderful posts as well as pastorates who studied under me, one by one. But I'd like to feel that at least we have two or three men all the time who have left seminary and are studying under me on a regular basis in order to develop their skills before they actually go to the hard and tough world of pastoring or teaching, as the case may be, or in evangelistic work, or possibly overseas as missionaries. David sees a tremendous scope for his gifts with his PhD and all the work he has done to prepare himself. I can see him developing all manner of studies and doing his own teaching and his own thing within this whole context. So you can see, my friends, that the whole vision is unlimited. And we're excited. I really mean it. We're excited. So stand with us. This is a tremendous challenge. And we're believing God to meet our needs. And I'll say a little bit more about that a little later. Because of time, I must move on. I'm happy to report that although we phased out our radio in this country, as will become apparent at the end of this preamble, and you listen to the tribute to Stephen Olford, Reports are coming in already from the overseas outreach. And I am so excited. From Britain, from Africa, from elsewhere, we are getting letters concerning what God is doing through the expounded word over radio. And I think we made the right decision to maintain our overseas missionary outreach. Incidentally, I had a lovely letter from a fellow called Dave Foster, who serves the Lord under the banner of Euro Evangelism International. He writes from Europe and apparently was speaking at a meeting when he says, I read, I came down from the platform at the opening session, and a middle-aged fellow rushed up to me. He was German. And he said, Brother, can I shake your hand? He did, and hung on, telling me how much my ministry meant to him. When he continued about how my radio messages were such a blessing, I began to suspect something. Finally, he said, with a suitably ethereal look, I never thought God would give me the great privilege of shaking the hand of Stephen Olford. Before he got to saying, Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, I put him right as to my identity. He looked shocked, dropped my hand like a hot potato, and disappeared into the crowd. I don't know how you feel about this case of mistaken identity, but I was blessed to think I was so good-looking. If I get to preach like you, I'll be doubly blessed. Needless to say, I chuckled over that letter, but more importantly, was encouraged to think that men like this are getting the word of truth expounded over radio, week by week. Pray for our outreach in radio. Then I ought to just say a quick word about our program this year. You will have received the preacher by this time. If you haven't, I hope you'll ask for it. And I give the first 6 months of our ministry in various places across this country. Well, I'll have to give a lot of time to praying and to raising funds for our center. We do have a busy preaching itinerary. Just in a few days' time, as a matter of fact, I'll be going to that Breakfast for Israel banquet in Washington. By the time you receive this, that'll have been over. I'm told that there'll be something like 1,500 or more people there. It's a big program with a lot of people taking part. I shall be following Attorney General Edwin Meese, and I've chosen as my subject the Bible and the Jew. And I'll be speaking briefly on the first 7 verses of Isaiah 43. Then we come back here to Memphis, where I'm speaking at the Missionary Conference, World Missions Conference at Central, that Central Church. And then a few days after that, Heather and I leave for Japan, where we're going to be in 3 keziks, in Osaka, then a place called Hakone, right up under the great Mount Fuji Mountain, where we'll be in a residential kezik situation, and then in Tokyo, and then we go on to Hong Kong for another kezik. Pray that the Lord will give us journeying mercies these perilous days in which we live, and that God will anoint the ministry. The rest of the itinerary you'll find in the preacher, and as I say, if you haven't got a copy, I hope you'll ask for one. Now let me turn quickly to our notes. I just want to mention 4 this time. Upcoming is our next Bible Preaching Institute. Date, June 1 through 4. That's June 1 through 4. Will you round up your pastor and pay for him to come, or at least encourage him to come? We have a wonderful program lined up. I'll be giving a series on expository preaching and pastoral leadership. We're going to have Dr. Joel Gregory here, who will be modeling an expository series in a short book, expounding it day by day, and I know that's going to be absolutely outstanding. David's going to do some lecturing on exegesis and passage analysis. And, of course, we have Ron and Pat leading in the music and worship. It's going to be a wonderful time. June 1 through 4. Get your pastor to come. Another note concerns new staff. Oh, I'm delighted to announce that we have two people joining us who are really going to lift the burden from my shoulders. I'm referring now to David and Grace Osbach. David and Grace are Canadians who have gone through the mill, as it were. They were missionaries in Somaliland for many years. And under the banner of Sudan Interior Mission, they were missionaries sent out from Calvary Baptist Church when I was pastor. I was tremendously impressed with them even then. They came home because of health problems. And thank God those have been totally overcome. And then they worked for the mission in the Canadian scene. Then David was invited to go to Miami Christian College, where he became director of missiology, that is, director of the department, and built a department from zero to the third in size of any Bible college in the country. As an ordained minister and equipped to lecture on almost any subject, he has also many other gifts. He's a carpenter. As a missionary, he built a hospital and a number of missionary homes. So plant management will be second nature to him as far as our new building is concerned here. But I'm looking to him especially to head up our whole Institute for Biblical Preaching Literature, to handle the outgoing of our radio tapes, to do a lot of counseling, as well as to turn his hand almost to anything we need in our operation. His wife is an executive and has trained also as a Bible college student and graduated also from the University of Miami, and she's going to be executive director of our office and take over the finances and everything to do with our office. So God has sent us two wonderful, wonderful people. They're sold out to God and are completely committed to the ministry. So we rejoice in that, and I know you'll welcome them even though you won't see them for some while. I want you to pray about further volumes of our Institute for Biblical Preaching. As you know, we have five now, and we need to decide very soon as to whether I should go on and do a sixth and on, as long as the Lord shall give me breath, so to speak. Pray about this. Then I want to announce what I have actually mentioned, I think, in our Stephen Olford newsletter, that we are developing a tape catalog. And because we're no longer on radio, we'd like you folks and as many as you can influence to ask for our tapes. You see, we're still producing them to go overseas, but it'd be wonderful to sell them around the country so that the ministry can be enjoyed in homes, in study groups, in the church, listened to on radio, and especially as people drive up and down the highways. That must be all for our notes on this occasion. Let me wind up by talking a little bit about our needs. Needless to say, and important to say, our capital needs now are concrete. We have put the down payment on the Pearson property, and we need the balance, which is almost $2 million. Will you pray and pray and pray that God will send in this money? And if you can have a share in this or influence anybody who can, my dear brother, my dear sister, it'll mean more to me than I can ever tell you. And then, of course, there's the ongoing expenses, what I call our not only capital needs, but caretaker needs. And we need more Encounter 300. Now, Encounter 300 is a group of people who are around me representing Gideon's men and women who give $1,000 a year. We have a little card about this, and if you'd like to ask for it, I'll send it to you right away. Here's another thing. I wonder if you couldn't talk to your pastor or to your deacons or elders and see if you can't put us on your church budget, and especially on your missionary budget. We are a missionary arm of the church for reasons I've already shared. Not only our outreach on radio, but the nationals we're seeking to touch, not only by bringing them here, but subsidizing literature to send to them, especially resource materials. Many of them don't possess libraries and are looking our way to be helped. John Stott has done a lot of this, but we want to do even more. And it'd be tremendous if you could get us on your missionary budget and speak for us so that the pastor and the boards feel that they are really doing a job for God. We can give you representation by coming to visit you and speak to you. If I can't come myself, and I'd love to do that, either of the Davids can, David Asbach or David Olford. In any case, we would like to make contact with your church. And then, of course, please encourage what I call the regular sacrificial givers who may not have very much money, but just because they send their regular dollar each week, maintain our budget because we can count on them and trust them. So much then for those material needs. But I want to return again to the greatest of all needs, prayer. 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 Brethren, pray for us. I'm not fooled. Our weapons are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I know that we wrestle not against just flesh and blood, material things, or physical things. We wrestle against satanic forces, spiritual wickednesses in high places. And the only way we can overcome, and the only way we can release the gifts we need, both in terms of money and personnel, is by prayer. The only way we can keep well, the only way we can know the anointing of the Spirit upon our lives is through prayer. And until we get a fellowship organized around us here in Memphis, listen, we count on you to pray. In your quiet time, around the table as you say grace, as you name us and remember us in your church prayer meetings or prayer groups, pray. Pray for Stephen Olford, Heather Olford, David Olford, our staff. Pray for the Stephen Olford Center. Pray for the incoming of this money. Pray for the undergirding of our operational needs. Pray that in the midst of all this business, we may be kept walking in the light under an unclouded heaven with the ungrieved, unquenched Holy Spirit filling our lives. Pray for us. Well, that must be all. In just a few moments, you're going to listen to a tape we're calling The Tribute to Stephen Olford. And I want to say right from the very beginning, I want you to listen to this, knowing that not unto us, but unto thy name, your name, O Lord, be all the glory. If I've ever achieved anything, and if I deserve the praise or accolades of men who speak on my behalf, I want to tell you, all the glory goes to our wonderful Lord. God has willed it that no flesh should glory in his presence, and I'm deeply aware of this. But to any extent that this tape encourages you to pray for us even more intensely, I'll be eternally thankful. God bless you then, until we visit again next month. Let's just bow together for prayer. Dear Lord, as my dear friends listen to this tape, recounting what you have done over the 27 years of broadcasting, oh, may your name be glorified. May their hearts be encouraged. And may the spirit of prayer be stirred in anyone and in everyone who listens to this tape. We ask it for your dear name's sake. Amen.
Nearly three decades ago, Dr. Stephen Olford began a unique radio ministry, ultimately growing to include television, covering the United States, Canada, and globally via powerful missionary radio transmitters. During the next 30 minutes, outstanding Christian leaders salute Dr. Olford on this, the concluding broadcast for North America of Encounter. Welcome to this very special edition of Encounter with our teacher, Dr. Stephen F. Olford. Not only is this the last weekend of 1986, but also it's the final broadcast for Encounter listeners here in the United States and Canada. While Encounter will continue to be released via overseas radio transmitters, Dr. Olford's activities will be focused primarily on Bible teaching, evangelism, and the development of the Institute for Biblical Preaching, headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee. Before Dr. Olford comes to share several significant thoughts from his heart on the occasion of this commemorative broadcast, we'd like for you to meet some of his closest friends. Most of the voices you'll be hearing are those of well-known fellow radio communicators. This is certainly true with our first guest, Dr. Charles R. Swindoll, pastor of the First Evangelical Free Church of Fullerton, California, and speaker on the daily as well as weekly radio broadcast, Insight for Living. Here's Chuck to explain his appreciation for Dr. Olford.
In my ministry of expounding the Scriptures, it has been a constant goal to be accurate, clear, and practical. I have deeply appreciated the consistent integrity to the Word of God displayed by my longtime friend, Dr. Stephen Olford, who has been an outstanding role model for many across the years. It's a privilege for me to add my voice, along with many other colleagues, in saluting him on the occasion of completing 27 years of faithful radio outreach. Although after this broadcast his voice will not be heard on a regular basis here in North America, I am delighted to know that he will continue to exemplify the Lord Jesus Christ through powerful overseas missionary radio stations beaming the gospel around the world. So thank you, Stephen, for your friendship and your fellowship. I praise God upon every remembrance of you.
One of the pioneer radio programs is well known to millions of listeners worldwide. Back to the Bible broadcast features Dr. Warren Wiersbe as teacher, and he too would add his voice to let us know what comes to mind as he reflects on our teacher.
When I think of my friend Stephen Olford, I think first of all of integrity. A man who not only preaches the Word of God, but practices the Word of God. A person whose life can be looked at, whose ministry can be examined, because there is integrity. I think, secondly, of his magnifying of the Lord Jesus Christ through his capable preaching of the Word of God. It's been my privilege to share a few conferences with Dr. Olford, and his ministry has always blessed my heart. It's been good to have him as a friend. We're going to miss him in his radio ministry, but we know that God is going to continue to bless him in a wonderful way. And all of the seed that has been sown through radio is going to bear fruit. Dr. Olford, from everybody at Back to the Bible broadcast, may God's richest blessing be upon you as you continue to minister his word.
In Christian broadcasting, a close fellowship between programs and radio stations is made possible through the National Religious Broadcasters. Dr. Robert A. Cook is president of NRB and is himself speaker on a daily radio program representing the King's College, Briarcliff Manor, New York. Here's the way he salutes our teacher.
Hello, dear brother. This is your good friend, Bob Cook, sending warmest greetings and best wishes on the occasion of your graduation from the radio broadcast Encounter. Surely many thousands have been inspired and led to a closer walk with our Savior through your dedicated ministry. I recall your own words given on the occasion of my 10th anniversary as president of the King's College. Speaking from Psalm 37, 23 and 24, you said something that I can now apply with greater meaning to you. You said, "This is a good man. This is a godly man. This is a guided man. Yes, this man, this Stephen Alford, is indeed good and godly and guided. Corrine joins me in praying that coming years may be made glorious by the constant touch of God upon your life, the power and enablement of the Holy Spirit upon your ministry, and the impact of your message worldwide through the lives of thousands whom you have blessed and who thank God for you. Count us among that number. God bless you.
For more than 25 years, Dr. Ben Armstrong has been executive director of the National Religious Broadcasters, and as an expert in the field of radio's impact, Dr. Armstrong states,
I want to congratulate Dr. Stephen Alford for this monumental achievement throughout the years in various fields. Dr. Alford can say more in a short time of real consequence than any other person I know who has addressed the media in modern time. He is not only the favorite of Dr. Billy Graham, but he happens to be my favorite also in terms of my favorite preacher. Not only has absolute fidelity to God's word in his preaching, but he uses the King's English in such a masterful manner, and so sincerely does he address the topics he chooses to speak on from God's Word, but he also is able to pack a tremendous wallop in his speaking so that the listener is not only fascinated by what is being said, but also receives a marvelous message every time he speaks. Of all of the broadcasters and national religious broadcasters, combining now not only stations but also program producers, numbering 1,200, Stephen Alford ranks at the very highest echelon of religious broadcasting today.
Former president of the National Religious Broadcasters is the executive vice president of Trans World Radio, headquartered in Chatham, New Jersey, with powerful broadcasting stations around the world. He, too, is one of Dr. Alford's good friends, and he would join us by telephone to add these comments. Here's Dr. Brant Gustafson.
Stephen Alford is one of those outstanding, memorable preachers of the Word. The son of missionaries to Africa, he became a fruitful pastor in Britain. Dr. Alford is one of our valued preachers internationally on Trans World Radio. And he has lived and preached and worked for the cause of Christ. When I think of Dr. Alford, I think of that quote that we must not give our listeners what they want, but what they need. However, we must help them want what they need. Dr. Alford's ministry was of the type that led people to just thirst and crave for the holy life, for Christ himself, the one whom he loved and preached about so much. I also think of that wonderful verse in Psalm 60, verse 4, which says, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Stephen Alford has been a displayer of the banner of the truth of God for these so many years over radio, and we're delighted to add our testimony to so many others who are saying the same thing.
One of the conference centers where Dr. Alford frequently ministers is Word of Life, Scroon Lake, New York, and here's its founder and director, Jack Wertson.
Stephen Alford has been a personal friend of mine ever since he was chairman of our Crusades in Wales, way back in 1946. I was one who urged Calvary Baptist Church to urge him to come as their pastor, and what a fabulous job he did, and what a joy to work with him these many, many years, and to see God's hand on him. Truly, the hand of the Lord has been with him, and a great number have believed and turned to the Lord. Keep at it, Stephen and Heather and the family.
And those who know Dr. Stephen Alford best realize his earnest conviction as to the importance of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here now is the pastor of the historic First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, Dr. W.A. Criswell.
Needless to say, I am ecstatic and grateful over the opportunity given to me to say a word of love and gratitude and appreciation for my wonderful friend through the years and the years, Dr. Stephen Alford. I knew him first when he was pastor of the tremendously strategically important Calvary Baptist Church of New York City. As I listened to him preach, a Britisher, he so impressed me with his diction, with his pristine presence, and most of all, with his godly, scholarly interpretation of the Word of God. So God be praised for Dr. Alford.
A moment ago, we heard a salute from another member of Transworld Radio. Next is the voice of Dr. Paul Freed, founder of the organization, which operates some of the most powerful radio stations in the world, covering North and South America, Europe, Africa, and Asia. Here is Dr. Paul Freed to speak from his heart.
Dr. Stephen Alford has been used of God in his worldwide radio ministry as few people have ever been used. I thank God for him, not only the way he presents the Word of God, but his intriguing and fascinating way of reaching people with the gospel by means of radio. Stephen Alford, with his background and his knowledge of the Word, and having come from Britain and then his ministry here in the States, has been a man that's been accepted by people around the world. And few people have been so blessed of God and so used to reach right into the hearts of people who hear him speak. Today I thank God for his tremendous ministry, and to me he's one of the greatest men who have ever lived as far as the radio ministry is concerned, and his life also. I thank God for him with all my heart.
Dr. Alford has had the privilege of ministering in churches from every state in the Union, as well as from most every evangelical denomination. Here now is Dr. D. James Kennedy, pastor of the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
It's a great privilege and joy to be able to have a part in this final radio broadcast of Dr. Stephen Alford, a ministry which has continued for 27 years and has blessed the lives of countless millions of people. I trust that the lives that have been changed will continue to carry on this service for Christ all over the world. And only eternity will fully reveal the number of people who have come to know the incredible and unmeasurable grace of God through Dr. Alford's ministry, and the millions of Christians who have been built up and strengthened in their faith as a result of his faithful exposition of the Word of God.
In addition to his ministry here in the United States, Dr. Alford, of course, has many friends throughout the world, particularly in Canada. Each week, stations in numerous cities carry a fascinating broadcast for children featuring Kitty Anna Griffith telling Bible stories. The program is known as A Visit with Mrs. G. It was while Stephen and Heather Alford were living in England almost 40 years ago that Mrs. G. not only became a close friend, but also was challenged to consider her distinctive radio ministry. She explains how it all came about.
Years ago, I said, "Stephen, I think that the stories of the Bible ought to be told as real-life stories." "Kitty," Stephen said, "if you could do that, those stories would go around the world." "You can do it," he encouraged me, as he has so many. I am glad that he will continue to be Paul the preacher and teacher of preachers in his strategic ministry in the Stephen Alford Institute for Biblical Preaching. And he will perhaps more than ever be a Barnabas, an encourager of many, many pastors and Christian workers in North America and far beyond. God bless you and use you more and more, Stephen and Heather.
As you would understand, radio has been a significant aspect of the ministry of Dr. Stephen Alford. And on this significant broadcast today of Encounter, a good friend of his, who has also used his gifted abilities over the air, is Ted Seeley.
Greetings to all on this very special occasion. I'm delighted to add my words of congratulations and benediction to those of many others at this time when we're acknowledging the favored radio ministry of our good friend, Stephen Alford. Thank you, Stephen, for many years of faithfully proclaiming God's Word through this marvelous medium of broadcasting to a vast audience, the true extent of which is known only to God. You'll be deeply missed by thousands and thousands of people in every part of the world. Blessings on you and your staff as you continue with great joy to serve the Lord we love.
You're listening to a special edition of Encounter with Dr. Stephen Olford. Although this will be our last program for the United States and Canada, the broadcast ministry will continue uninterrupted on all of our overseas missionary radio stations. We wish time permitted letting you hear from every area of the globe, but representing the outreach abroad is our next guest, coming to us from New Zealand.
My name is Brent Wood, and I'm pastor of the Otawa Baptist Church in Christchurch, New Zealand. How I thank God for the ministry of Dr. Stephen Olford. Encounter Ministries is heard for half an hour on Wednesday evenings on a national Christian radio station. Dr. Olford is the only preacher, the only one, who expounds the Word of God, who supports and believes in expository preaching. Without the voice of Dr. Stephen Olford, declaring the Word of God as it is, we're given a very lopsided gospel. I want to remind you that Dr. Stephen Olford is a very popular preacher, a very popular man in New Zealand, as his recent visits have indicated. Thousands of New Zealanders have heard him for many, many years over HCJB, and now they rejoice that he is heard weekly on their own Christian radio broadcasting station. How thankful all New Zealand is in having a man like Dr. Stephen Olford, a man of God with keen spiritual insight, and available over nationwide Christian radio. A man of compassion, a man who longs to see lost souls won for Jesus Christ throughout the world. May God continue to bless him.